Wednesday, May 6th, noon in the library. I'm still totally stressed out about student exchange week. I dreaded attending Northampton Hills because it meant dealing with Mackenzie and her crazy mean girl drama. But if I didn't participate, I'd be forced to make up the lost credit by attending summer school. My situation was hopeless. Thank goodness Chloe, Zoe, and I had PE together during fourth period. I finally decided to talk to them about my problem. Since the weather was nice, our class went outside on the soccer field to work on drills. The three of us took turns dribbling our balls around a set of plastic cones while discussing my latest life crisis. Listen, Nikki, if you don't want to attend Mackenzie's school, maybe you should just explain your reason to Principal Winston, Zoe suggested. I'm sure he'd understand. I totally agree, Chloe added. If people knew even half of the awful things that girl has done, no school would accept her as a student. Heck, her own parents would even refuse to homeschool her. I don't know, guys, I sighed. Mackenzie stole my diary and kept it for 12 days, remember? There was a lot of super personal stuff in there that I wouldn't want anyone to know, especially Principal Winston. I think it's about time you stood up for yourself, Nikki, Chloe argued. You can't let Mackenzie continue to get away with the things she has been doing. After agonizing over my situation for what seemed like forever, I finally made up my mind. I knew exactly what I needed to do. You're right. I'm going to tell Principal Winston everything. It's the only way to shut down Mackenzie. Nikki, we got your back on this. Thanks, guys. You're the best friends ever. I know I need to do this, but just the thought of dealing with Mackenzie and her drama makes me sick to my stomach, I grumbled. Even if Mackenzie gets mad at you, what can she do? Tattle about some of the trivial stuff she read in your diary? Big fat hairy deal. At worst, you might get a few days of after-school detention. Chloe fumed. Wait a minute, a few days of detention? Yeah, it won't be the end of the world, Zoe agreed. You'll get over it. Sorry, but it will be the end of my world when my parents kill me. I could not believe my BFFs could be so insensitive. So you both realize I didn't just write about the crazy stuff I did. I also wrote about the crazy stuff we did, I reminded them about. Joyriding in the library. Whee! Making prank calls on the school phone. Hello, is this Joe's bar? Sneaking into the boys' locker room. Pretending to be on the football team. Wandering the halls with a garbage can instead of a hall pass, smuggling 8 dogs into the school, and the fact that we've been secretly hanging out in the janitor's closet, like, forever. That's not even everything we've done, I ranted. Forget detention. We'll probably get a 1-week suspension. Suddenly, Chloe and Zoe got really quiet. They both stared at me in total disbelief. Did you just say we? Zoe finally sputtered.
On second thought, reporting Mackenzie might not be the best way to handle things, Chloe muttered. Did I mention that I'm allergic to suspensions?
Okay, now I was starting to get a little ticked off. I know Chloe and Zoe are supposed to be my BFFs, but it seemed like they thought ratting on Mackenzie was a really good idea, until they realized that they might end up getting in trouble along with me.
So now you both think talking to Principal Winston might not be such a good idea after all? Then what am I supposed to do about Student Exchange Week?
Well, Nikki, you can always try to look on the bright side, Zoe offered.
There isn't a bright side, I grumped.
Sure there is, Zoe grinned. You'll finally know what it's like to attend Hogwarts, but without the magic classes.
Yeah, and their school uniforms are classy, chic, and super cute, Chloe giggled.
I just rolled my eyes. Chloe and Zoe were no help whatsoever.
If I'm really lucky, maybe I'll find some new BFFs at Northampton Hills.